Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Appling, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Lazzari steals third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Swanson steals third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Dickey goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker now playing left field. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. One out. It's 5-3, Yankees. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Miller pinch runs for Frank Grubb. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Dickey scores. Crosetti moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Allen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Combs moves to second. Hal Hayde now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Yankees. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Dickey scores. Allen moves to third. It's 10-3, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Combs scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 12-3, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Walker moves to second. It's 13-3, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 14-3, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.